Get ready for the Crew 7 mission. My interview with the pilot is coming up.
3, 2, 1, engine full power.
Welcome to your space journey, where we venture into the future of space exploration. Your journey begins now.
Hello, thanks for joining me for your space journey. My name is Chuck, and today I'm excited to announce that we're just a few weeks away from the Crew 7 mission, the seventh operational flight of a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft. SpaceX's Crew Dragon is a reusable spacecraft designed to transport astronauts to and from the International Space Station. It is part of NASA's Commercial Crew Program, which aims to provide safe, reliable, and cost-effective transportation to and from the ISS. Crew Dragon is capable of carrying up to 7 astronauts and is equipped with advanced features such as touchscreen controls, an environmental control and life support system, and a launch escape system. The spacecraft is launched atop a Falcon 9 rocket and returns to Earth by splashing down in the ocean. Since its first crewed flight in May 2020, Crew Dragon has successfully transported multiple crews to the ISS, including the upcoming Crew 7 mission. This mission will transport 4 astronauts to the International Space Station: Jasmine Mobelli from NASA, Andreas Mogensen from ESA, the European Space Agency, Satoshi Furukawa from JAXA, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, and Konstantin Borisov from Roscosmos. The launch is currently scheduled at the time of this recording for August 17th and will take place at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. In today's episode, I'm pleased to present my recent interview with Crew 7 pilot Andreas Mogensen. This will be his second trip to space, following his 10-day ISS mission in 2015, where he became the first Danish citizen in space. During the Crew 7 mission, Andreas will be responsible for the spacecraft's performance and systems, and will become the first European to serve as the pilot of a SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft. In addition, Andreas will take over as station commander of the ISS in September. In this interview, we will discuss Andreas's role in the Crew 7 mission, his passion for space exploration, and some of the experiments that he will conduct on board the ISS during the 6-month mission.
Your space journey.
Well, Andreas, thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate it.
No, my pleasure.
I want to say, first off, congratulations. You're ESA's first pilot to pilot the Crew Dragon. How does that feel?
It's a huge honor. It really is. And it's a testament to the relationship that ESA and NASA have built up over the last, many, many years on board the International Space Station. And it bodes well for the future of our collaboration, especially when we're talking about going back to the moon with Artemis, where ESA, have taken on more and more responsibility in building and designing the European service module for Orion, and also some of the main modules for the Gateway space station.
So, yeah, that is incredible. And the partnership is strong, and it's only getting stronger. So I again, just congratulations on that. And again, this program is called Your Space Journey. So we're really interested in knowing, what motivated you to become an astronaut in the first place? Is there any story or where did the passion come from?
I mean, my dream of becoming an astronaut goes back to elementary school, back to, I think, 4th or 5th grade. I had just moved from Denmark to California. And as part of the, normal curriculum in 4th or 5th grade, I learned about NASA and the Apollo missions to the moon. And it was in particular the Apollo missions that fascinated me. They even to this day, I think they are some of the most incredible things that we have done as humans. Back then in 4th or 5th grade, of course, it was the journey of exploration, the sense of adventure that fascinated me and instilled in me this dream of becoming an astronaut. And then as the years went on, I also became fascinated with science. Being an astronaut is kind of a perfect combination of those two things: the scientific research we do in space, coupled with the personal journey of exploration and discovery that spaceflight is.
Well, what an incredible story, Andreas. I appreciate you sharing that with me. I understand that you had the wonderful privilege of selecting the zero-G indicator. Now, of course, I don't want to, you know, save that surprise for when we unveil it. But how did you get bestowed upon that honor? That's pretty interesting.
We talked about it as a crew. And, you know, I have children ages of 4, 6, and 9. My other crewmates, you know, Jasmine and Constantine, their children are a little bit younger. They're 1 and 2. And of course, Satoshi's children are adults. And so everyone felt that my children were had the right age to be able to help select a zero G indicator and would get some meaning out of it. The other Jasmine's and Constantine's kids were probably a little bit too young. So I was lucky enough to be able to ask my children what they thought would be a good zero G indicator.
All right. Now I understand on the ISS, you're going to be performing three of which focus on how to live healthy in space and on Earth. I was wondering if you could briefly describe what those are.
Yeah. So I have a whole slew of experiments that focus on health and well-being. A couple of them focus on sleep and quality of sleep. You know, one of the challenges on board the space station is that we don't have a natural day-night cycle. And so our natural circadian rhythm is disturbed. You know, the space station travels at a speed of about 17,500 miles per hour, which means that we see on a typical day 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets. And so it's hard to fall into a natural day-night cycle. And so one of the experiments that I'm involved in is using a special light panel that changes the color of the light in my crew quarters from kind of bluish tones in the morning to more reddish tones at night. And the idea is that by being exposed to the same changes in light that we experience here on the Earth when the sun rises and when the sun sets, hopefully that'll help to set my circadian rhythm. And then to actually measure the quality of my sleep, I'm participating in an experiment while I'll be sleeping with electrodes in my ear that'll measure my brain activity. And from that, the scientists can see how long I'm in deep sleep and how long I'm in REM sleep. And that'll inform them about my the quality of my sleep. And then if we talk about our mental well-being, I'm going to be using a virtual reality set which contains video images of a few places on Earth that I know from Denmark and a few other places that I've picked. And that'll give me a chance to hopefully unwind and feel like I'm back on Earth enjoying nature rather than being confined to the International Space Station.
Well, that's fantastic. That kind of reminds me too, because you've been to space before. You went on Soyuz, you went on a 10-day mission way back in 2015. So this time around, it's been several years. This time you get a little bit more time, 6 months now. What are you looking forward to the most this time?
You know, I'm just looking forward to getting back on board the space station. I know that's not an exciting answer, but the space station really is an incredible place. I didn't realize how big it was until I actually approached it in Soyuz and could see out the windows just how big it was. And then floating on board the space station and living there for 10 days, it's so much fun being up there. The science that we do during the day is very, very interesting and in some cases groundbreaking. And, you know, we're busy with that. And then in the evenings, we're having dinner with our friends and colleagues. We're looking out of the windows, looking at our beautiful planet, just sharing the experience with each other. And so just that whole experience is just so nice to be part of.
And it's very inspirational too. And I'll just wrap this up with one final question for you. There's a lot of other people out there, your kids that, you know, will be inspired by this. A lot of people want to go up there. They want to be in space. They want to become an astronaut. What advice would you give to those out there that are eager to do that?
You know, success in any field requires hard work. There's just no way around it. You know, whether you want to be a sports star or a pop star or an astronaut. It requires hard work. And in particular, if you want to be an astronaut, then it has to be, your background has to be in the STEM field. So you got to pick science, engineering, math, or something similar, and then just work hard towards your goal.
Andres, thank you so much for your time. Wishing you Godspeed for this incredible mission. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your space journey.
Well, I really enjoyed my conversation with Andreas today, and I'm so excited about the upcoming Crew 7 mission. If you'd like to learn more about it, just go to nasa.gov or esa.int. I want to thank Andreas for joining me today. I want to thank you for joining me as well. If you can do me a small favor and share this episode with a friend, I'd certainly appreciate it. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you next time. God bless.